This week, Arizona lawmakers were back in session for the seventh time in 2 years, trying to solve our state's continuing budget crisis. For an analysis of what's been happening, Christopher Conover talked with Mary Jo Pitzel, the legislative reporter for the Arizona Republic.
This week, the legislature seemingly had hoped to pass two budgets, one to fix the current fiscal year and one for the next fiscal year, but things all of a sudden slowed down. What happened?
It's usually what happens at the legislature. They start off with the best of intentions to get things done, assuring everyone that they have the votes, and all kinds of problems pop up behind the scenes in closed-door meetings. What's slowed them down a lot has been very loud complaints from the county governments about some of the cost shifts in the budget, primarily with moving the Department of Juvenile Corrections from state control to the counties. That now appears to be off the table, at least for a year. There appears to be an agreement that the state will hang on to that function of housing and caring for juvenile offenders. In exchange, the counties, though, are going to have to pony up some money to help cover the cost.
We started seeing that really even in the Senate Appropriations Committee. I know Russell Pierce was talking earlier in the week. He actually, I think, used the phrase, it's dead. So this one looks like as soon as it started to get some light of day, that that juvenile corrections proposal was taken off the table pretty quickly.
Yes, it's a very hard pill for the counties to swallow. Many of them, especially the smaller ones, anything outside of Maricopa, says this, they don't have the money. There's just not the funds to make this happen. And they have put considerable pressure on their lawmakers. Many of those lawmakers are in the Republican majority. And this budget appears to be on track to be passed only with Republican votes. So you got to keep those guys on board.
The Democrats have complained throughout the last year and before that, but really the last year, that they haven't been included in the process. The Republicans say, sure you are. The door's open any time. How is this squaring up? Have they been included and chosen not to be included, or are things going on behind closed doors and the Democrats being the minority are just simply being left out?
Well, the House leadership, this is playing out mostly in the House. The House leadership this year changed tactics and told, after all of 2009, effectively not inviting the Democrats to play, if you would, on the budget. And they said, look, give us bring us a budget bill. We will schedule it. We'll have a hearing on it. We'll let it be debated. And the Democrats didn't want to make that happen. They said, what's the point? If it's a Democrat-only budget, it'll get voted down in a heartbeat. It's not worth it. We want to be at the table in bipartisan talks. So the Democrats' demands shifted a little bit from wanting to be part of the process to saying that they must be part of the process with Republicans. That said, they remain the minority party. Their ideas are probably wouldn't get real far, but we'll never know because they never did produce that budget for the Appropriations Committee to consider.
This special session on the budget could potentially produce a budget for the next fiscal year. If they get it passed in the next couple of days, couple of weeks, they'd be almost 4 months ahead of schedule. And compared to years past, that's a big change.
Yes, that's huge. And I think the last time there was a budget that was done in this early in the year was in the very early 90s. There are some benefits to that. It makes it very clear what the spending plan is going to be. Agencies know what's coming. The people who receive services and depend on various state programs have an idea of what's coming, and that helps them to plan. That said, there's others who say, what's the big rush? We could use a little more time and look at some other alternatives. There are alternatives floating around out there, but none of them have caught the attention of leadership.
What happened between really even only a few weeks ago and now that allows them potentially to get this done that far in advance?
Well, they got the vote to call the special election in May for the sales tax increase. That gave them something to plan around. This budget is built on the assumption that voters will approve the temporary increase in the sales tax by a penny on the dollar. It also has an alternative that says, okay, well, if that doesn't pass, here's what things are going to look like. So it made it a little easier for them to plan. And as many folks at the Capitol point out, they've effectively been doing, they've been working on the budget since January of 2009. There's been barely a break. There were numerous special sessions throughout the summer and fall last year.
Normally, once that budget passes, that's it. They wrap things up pretty quickly. Is that kind of what we're going to see this year, especially since it's an election year and we have a special election coming up in May?
Yeah, I think that's the general expectation. It probably wouldn't happen real fast. It takes about 4 to 6 weeks for the bills to move through the rest of the session. The way their process works, bills have to be heard in both the House and Senate. They've all been heard in their chamber of origin, if you would. They need to swap sides. That process has just begun. They need another 4 weeks for that to play out. But you're absolutely right. Once the budget's done, the big motivation for sticking around is gone.
Mary Jo, thanks for your time.
You bet.